So Nachum Ish Gamzu, surrounded by his students, who have just witnessed a great miracle, that so long as he's in the house, the house doesn't budge. The minute they take him out, the house collapses, and they question, how come, if so, if God loves you so much, and you're such a smart and pious person, why are you suffering so? And he says, I asked for this, because one day I was going to the rabbis, and I was carrying with me three donkeys, carrying food and fruits and all kinds of sweets. And as I was en route, a man met me and said to me, Master, give me something to eat, I'm hungry. And I said to him, okay, but wait, I'll just grab something from the donkeys. And I went to the donkeys to bring him something to eat, and when I came back, I found him dead. He had keeled over and died. And I was so upset. I was so upset that I was enveloped with sorrow and grief, and I was overtaken with my grief, and I fell on his face. I placed my eyes on his eyes, I placed my hands on his hands, I placed my feet on his feet, and I said, my eyes that were not pitiful enough for you, they did not have enough pity or compassion for you, let them be blinded. My hands that were not swifter to bring you food, let them be cut off. My feet as well. And I said, let my whole body be covered with boils. And when Rabbi Akiva saw me like this, he said, woe that I see you like this. And I said to him, praised are you that you see me like this, because this is great wages for me, and in this I will merit the world to come. Nachum Ish Gamzu felt that he was in error. He should have grabbed something to give the guy to eat quicker. And he felt he needs this punishment to cleanse himself of that which he had done wrong. We see here a few concepts. We see the idea that the suffering cleanses a person from what they've done wrong. We see that a person can wish it upon himself. I wouldn't recommend it to anyone, but a person like Nachum Ish Gamzu, okay, he's a giant.
Wishes punishment on himself?
That's what he did. He cursed himself. I guess if it's Nachum Ish Gamzu, he could. It's interesting because Rav Nissim Gaon presents the story slightly differently than it's quoted in the Talmud. The Talmud says that when the poor man came to him, he said, wait till I unload the donkeys. Meaning his error was that he had compassion over the donkeys and he put the human suffering behind the donkey's suffering. But Rav Nissim Gaon quotes the story differently. Rav Nissim Gaon doesn't say he was unloading the donkeys before feeding the person. Rav Nissim Gaon says it was just a question of doing it with more alacrity, that he said, wait till I fetch something from the donkeys, and he should have given him whatever was on hand first. That's how Rav Nissim Gaon presents the story. And the unusual name that he has, Nachum Ish Gamzu, we will discuss Be'ezrat Hashem next time why he was given that name and the great miraculous story that occurred when he was sent as an emissary on behalf of the Jewish people to the king.